came across this post recently, and I was like, well, heck, at this pace, everybody by the end of this year is going to lose their home. So just to put some of this in context, I'm starting to see and read all this data on how foreclosures are just running rampant. Well, my goal here at the channel is to make sure you're educated and informed in real estate, especially on the financing piece of the puzzle. And this is a huge piece of the puzzle. So I want people to understand, is the foreclosures really running rampant? Is it repeat of 2008 again? Well, let's dig into some of the numbers so you guys can get the facts. The first thing I want to show you is just a chart that I was able to find. Just it's simple to read. This is the number of foreclosures that took place from 2005 to 2021. Okay. Can you see down at the latter part of this chart in 2021? Does that look like a record number year for foreclosures? Well, you're gonna say, Dan, well, we're in 2022 now. They're up 700% from where people told us. Okay, well, let's read into that data. So the first thing I wanna look at is this. There's an article that was just posted just 2-3 days ago, and it's from ATTOM, however you wanna pronounce that, ATTOM. U.S. foreclosure activity sets post-pandemic high in the first quarter of 2022. So the first thing you're gonna say is, Dan, the chart you just showed us was through the end of 2021, you're trying to pull a fast one on us, aren't you? Well, let's dig into this details a little bit more, and then we're gonna go into foreclosure numbers, the actual numbers that were posted today. Who created this website? So we're gonna go down through, and it's ATTOM. And who is ATTOM? Well, ATTOM is this, the nation's most comprehensive foreclosure data, parent company of RealTrack. And what do they do? Well, they're the largest online marketplace for foreclosures and distressed properties. Well, that might give us an idea why they're pumping this. Foreclosures are up 700%. So please visit our website because we're going to have a whole bunch of data there to sell you homes. So that's their agenda. That's their take on this. But let's dig a little bit deeper, because remember the first article says foreclosures up 700%. Well, this article says foreclosures during the first quarter of 2022 were up 132% from a year ago. That's not the 700% that we were seeing in the previous article. But as we go down through, it even gets a little more confusing. You go down through here and it says a total of 50,759 U.S. properties started the foreclosure process in Q1, up 67% from the previous quarter. Okay, where's the 700 coming from? And up 188% from a year ago. Well, here's the chart that we were looking for. Where is the foreclosure numbers looking like in Q1 or Q2 of 2022? So here's that foreclosure chart that we looked at previously. You can see again, back in 2008, 9, and so forth, I'll say it, the world ended. But then you can kind of see how everything goes through here. Now, I like to always say this in a lot of my videos. If this was Sesame Street, which one of these doesn't fit? Well, you're going to look down through here and say, well, what happened down here? Basically, they went down to zero. You got to put some of this in context. Look at these lines through here. This bottom one is 100,000. Okay, so I want to put this into context for you. If you look over here, we were at just a basically a dot in the $100,000 tier or 100,000, you know, equation there. How many is that? Well, let's say it's 20,000, okay, 20,000. Where were we when the world ended back when? Well, this number is probably closer to 550,000. So let's say it's 525,000 less than where we were. Okay, but does this also seem like it's completely running rampant, running out of control? Well, basically in the history of them reporting foreclosures, we've never been at these levels. Okay, so that's the first piece of the context I want you to guys take out of this. However, we had a report issued by Black Knight today alone. Let's see what their numbers are. Now, guys, this isn't a company that wants to sell the data for you to clickbait in and buy properties from them. Basically, what their goal is and what their job is to provide economic data to us, the real facts. So let's see what they have to say behind all this. So as we scroll through this, we're gonna see, and I want you to pay attention, here's the date, okay? So it's not an old account. The national delinquency rate edged up 2.89% in July. Okay, is that 700, is that 180, is that 130? No, it's only not even less than 3, okay? Driven by a 4% increase in early stage delinquencies. Okay, that's somewhat concerning. But it remains at 14 basis points higher than the record low. The record low ever in history that was just reported just a couple months ago. All right. So that puts a little more of this in the context. Foreclosure starts retreated. Didn't increase. They retreated 25% from where we were last month. So if you take out last year's data and just look at the norm, the averages, we aren't even a speck in the spectrum of where foreclosures should be or where they might be here in the next maybe 2 to 3 or 4 or 6 months. But let's dig into the detail a little bit more. Total U.S. housing delinquencies are at 2.89%. We have that. Total U.S. foreclosures, pre-sale inventories rate is 0.35. Guys, it isn't even 1%. Month over month, we have a decline. So I hope you're getting my context here is you can't always judge a book by the cover. So my goal on the channel, and I do this every day, and I'd love for you to join us, is I do a market update every day to inform and educate you guys everything real estate. The biggest goal here is I want to make sure is you guys are educated with the truth, not clickbait, not false advertising, because a lot of the people are out there basically to get your clicks. They don't really care about the data. They're just trying to make money on the algorithms. So my name is Dan Free. I do the market update every day. I usually have it posted by 9 o'clock in the morning. If you'd like to join us and find out more about what I do and how I do it, I'd love for you to join us. And please check out my other videos that you can find here, here, and down below. God bless, guys. Thanks for watching. I appreciate you coming, and I hope you join us next time. Bye-bye.